The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Good morning. Regional President Timo Puge yesterday announced that curfews are to be lifted in all Valencian community municipalities. From today, nightlife venues and discos can open until 3 a.m. with last orders at 2:30 a.m. Capacity is limited to 50%, although the ban remains on dancing and drinking at the bar. Social gatherings are no longer restricted to 10 people, and there can now be 8 to a table inside restaurants, bars and cafes, although there is no change to the 10 allowed on outside terraces. Timetables for the hospitality sector remain the same, with last orders at midnight before closing at midnight 30. A maximum of 1,500 people may attend indoor events and 3,000 outdoors. Capacity for sporting events has been increased to 60% in the open air, up to a maximum of 20,000 spectators. This drops to 40% with a 4,000 maximum indoors. These measures will remain in place until September the 27th, when further restrictions are expected to be eased or lifted. Authorities have found the lifeless body of a man during their search for the British musician Jonathan Picks Pickford, who was reported missing on August the 29th. Pickford was well known for singing and playing guitar in the Axakira area. He hadn't been seen since he was supposed to drive from the La Vinuela area to his home on the coast in Torre del Mar. He had been driving a white Citroen Berlingo van and accompanied by his two dogs, which were found in the Los Mora area. The body of the British musician was found around 10:30 a.m. yesterday on the banks of the La Oliva stream in Los Moras, some 300 metres from his van. His dogs were found on Friday. The Guardia de Seville will now be in charge of investigating the circumstances of Mr. Pickford's death. National police officers in Malaga have arrested a 70-year-old Spanish man who is accused of causing more than €25,000 worth of damage after allegedly painting coronavirus graffiti on buildings in the city. The man, who police consider to be a COVID denier, is accused of painting messages such as COVID-19 doesn't exist and TV is the virus on more than 100 facades of housing blocks, schools and commercial premises. In addition to identifying the suspect, officers also traced the business where he allegedly bought the spray paint. And a giant panda gave birth to twin cubs at Madrid Zoo yesterday, in what officials hailed as a great contribution to the conservation of the vulnerable species. Footage of the first one being born showed a tiny pink hairless cub squeaking furiously. The newborns will be totally dependent on their mother for the first 4 months until they can walk on their own, a zoo statement said. Two technicians from China's Chengdu Panda Breeding Center will help local vets care for the pair. The giant panda is listed as a vulnerable species by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, with fewer than 2,000 thought to remain in the wild. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.